This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we need to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie has unveiled a new plan to help fight the city's homeless crisis and help those with mental health or substance abuse issues. He is calling his initiative Breaking the Cycle. Phil, how is this different from all the other plans we've had through all the other years from other San Francisco mayors?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure the plan's that different. There's a couple of changes in there that actually might be significant. Let me get your opinion on it, okay? So his goal is to get people off the street, keep those streets clean and safe, and hold, you know, city departments and the nonprofits that are spending $1 billion a year on the drug and homeless problem accountable. He wants to make sure what they're doing is right. Now, we've heard mayors say that in the past. London Breed said it. But the question in the past is, have they consistently followed up on it, or do they just say it and then they move on? And then there's, you know, another crisis and they say, well, we're going to do a drop-in center. And then there's another crisis in a police sweep. So when I'm looking at his and listening to him, his seems to say, I'm going to do this in a year. So he set a time, he set the goals, and he wants to hold himself accountable because, you know, that's why voters put him in office. And if he doesn't deliver within a year, he's toast.
So you seem to be saying the consistency is the element that has been missing in years past, and perhaps Daniel Lurie's new plan will have more consistency.
Right. But one, it's a question of his commitment. But things have changed. In the past, let's say when London Breed would say we want to clean up the streets, or Ed Lee would, they would have court fights. Those fights are done. They ruled in favor of the city with the grants pass decision. Big change there. He would have resistance, or they would have resistance at the Board of Supervisors. Progressives saying this is inhumane. That's gone as well. The progressives are quiet and everybody just sort of agrees you got to do something. That's a big change. He's got the public behind him, the police behind him, and a district attorney that's behind him. And so he's making a couple of moves. One of the things he was talking about, it was a little quiet, was he wants, for example, these outreach people that go out and help with the homeless to stop distributing drug paraphernalia. I mean, believe it or not, San Francisco is handing out pipes to smoke fentanyl in. Not San Francisco necessarily, but nonprofits that they had contracts with. Now, he made a point of saying we weren't buying the pipes, but, you know, our contracted people were handing them out. He says that's got to stop. Another thing he's talking about is like drug tourism. The majority of the people that are on the streets aren't from San Francisco. They come here because they can get shelter, get a meal, and they can get their drugs. He wants to break that cycle up. And one of the things he's talking about is making it harder to get on general assistance or welfare when you get here. Right now, it's a 15-day residency requirement. He's talking about extending that. I'm not sure he's going to be able to do it. But the main thing he's got to do is be consistent. And that is what past mayors have not done. They've gone from one idea to another idea to another idea. We're spending $1 billion a year. We still have 8,300 people homeless on any given night. A lot of those are drugs. A lot of those are mental health. And nothing has really changed for a lot of people. And he got elected saying he was going to do it. This is how he's going to do it. We'll see if he can get it done.
Yeah, we shall see. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil is going to be live again 7:50 tomorrow morning.